Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Lapeer County Sheriff's Department has added some high-tech equipment. The department was approved to purchase 3 drones, as well as to have 6 deputies learn how to use them and become certified drone operators. Each drone pilot has been trained on using the various drone types and are licensed pilots through the Federal Aviation Administration. Those who are certified drone operators include deputies Dan Heinsberger, Adam Morin, Dana Piazza, and Craig Ross. Also, Sergeant Dan Wilkinson is a certified drone operator, as is the Undersheriff Mike Odette. The overall cost of the drones, the training, and the licensing came to a total of $30,000, a cost covered using some of the Sheriff Department's millage funds. And another local and regional news for today. Anna Kloska, a 4-H member of Beach Buds 4-H Club in 8th grade, has been awarded a $2,000 Michigan State University pre-college scholarship. Students in 8th through 11th grades from 2025 through 2026 who attend an MSU summer pre-college program in the summer of 2025 were all eligible to apply for the award. Anna participated in the World Food Prize Michigan Youth Institute program, one of the 4 pre-college programs offered by the MSU Extension 4-H Youth Group. MSU pre-college programs are great for helping youths explore possible career interests, are great fun, very educational, and help to connect young people with university facility and faculty and other resources. MSU pre-college programs also help youths envision their future so they can wisely choose their high school classes and prepare for college. The selection for this scholarship is based on application and student essays. The scholarship is applied towards the student's first year at MSU as a degree-seeking student. The pre-college programs annually offered by the MSU Extension 4-H Youth Development include 4-H Capital Experience, 4-H Exploration Days, 4-H Great Lakes and Natural Resources Camp, 4-H Animal and Veterinary Science Camp, and the World Food Prize Michigan Youth Institute. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The Supreme Court is allowing the challenged Texas Congressional Redistricting Plan to be used in next year's election, despite a lower court ruling that the map likely discriminates on the basis of race. The map is favorable to Republicans and was pushed by President Donald Trump. The justices acted Thursday on an emergency request from Texas for quick action because qualifying in the new districts has already begun, with primary elections in March. The Supreme Court's order puts the 2-1 ruling blocking the map on hold at least until after the High Court issues a final decision in the case. The effort to preserve a slim Republican majority in the House in 2026 touched off a nationwide redistricting battle. And in other national and international news, Trump administration officials overseeing the latest immigration crackdown are aiming to arrest 5,000 immigrants in New Orleans and across Louisiana. They say they are targeting immigrants with violent criminal pasts, but some local leaders in New Orleans say that's an unrealistic goal. and that many arrests would surpass the number tallied during a two-month enforced blitz this fall around Chicago, a region with a much bigger immigrant population. The president of the city council in New Orleans says he can't see any way how a sweep of New Orleans would result in the arrest of 5,000 criminals. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Thursday, December the 4th of 2025. Lorna Diane Bauer, age 79 of Bayport, passed away on December the 2nd of 2025. Funeral services for Lorna Diane Bauer will be on Wednesday, December the 10th at 11 a.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. The family will be present to receive visitors on Tuesday, December the 9th at the funeral home from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. and then again on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until the time of her service with the burial at the Caseville Township Cemetery. The family would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the staff at Courtney Manor, A&D Hospice, and Schurer Hospital. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Hayes United Methodist Church, to Schurer Hospital, or to the donor's choice. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.